Our next guest had a terrific day yesterday with a couple of winners and a horse called Surreal Step, who he's got going great guns. It was a cast off. Often, Dino, when you get a horse from another stable, you want to hire into nothing, aren't you? Because especially an older horse, but he's got Surreal Step going in terrific form and potentially on a stakes path. Brad Widdup's been good enough to join us bright and early on a Sunday morning. Brad, good morning.
Morning, Ray. Morning, Dean.
Hey, Brad, congratulations on the double yesterday. But firstly, with Surreal Step, when you get a tried racehorse who's quite seasoned and has been around the block a little bit, as a trainer, how do you go about? Do you start from scratch or do you watch what he's done previously and just try to learn from that? How do you go about it, Brent?
Oh, look, I try to just put him in our system and go from there. I don't try to, overthink it too much and just see how we go. And, I don't panic till I sort of get him to the trials and see what they're doing there. I don't really send my horses out to trial good or anything like that. It's just more just to see where they're naturally at with their fitness and how their mental state is really. He's a quirky horse. Doesn't carry a lot of weight. Very, very sharp worker. I wouldn't say he's been a headache, but he hasn't been straightforward, but for some reason or the other, he seems to be turning up and racing well.
Brad, where to next for Surreal Step?
He'll go the old June Stakes or the Bob Charlie, I think it's called now. So I think that looks a natural progression for him. I could nominate him for Queensland. I think the same day there's the Hinkler 1200 up there, but I'd probably prefer to keep him here while the tracks are soft. I think Eagle Farm was a good two after having about 500 mils of rain the last 2 weeks. So
that's amazing, that track. It's incredible, that track, isn't it? Brad, Eagle Farm, just amazing. One thing you do know, we're going to stay on the softish, heavy side at Randwick and Sydney Racing for a little while now. Surreal Step does get through it, as does your other winner yesterday, who I thought was really game, Moon Rito. Under siege a long way out. Great to see Andrew Adkins back in the winner's stall, and we've had a couple of SMSs, including from Uncle Laurie, just wishing Andrew the best in his latest comeback, and we all do. And Moon Rito, there to be beaten yesterday, but it was tough.
Yeah, she is. She's very unassuming, just goes about herself, very straightforward to train. When this race come on, I sort of had there was a race on Wednesday and Thursday and the three-year-old race on Saturday. I just spoke to Richard and I said, look, I think she's going well enough to have a crack at this. And they come around very often, three-year-old races on a Saturday. She likes to cut in the ground. I knew she wouldn't disgrace herself. He sort of rang me up Thursday saying, oh, she's $41. I said, oh, well, he was pretty happy to have a look at it. It was a really good result. It doesn't happen very often, where things go to plan and get it right. But it was great for Andrew too. Like, I've used it quite a bit. As an apprentice, he's always been a terrific kid and he's had a wretched run.
Yeah.
I think he's got to wrap himself up in bubble wrap and walk around the streets. I read the paper today that he had a broken arm and then he got COVID and then rain come and Christ almighty, even though he's got to start going to church, but something's got to change for him.
His luck's got to change, hasn't it, Brad?
Yeah. I was unlucky.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about yesterday, weren't we, Brad? And that margin for error in Sydney racing, because it's so competitive at this higher level, you need things to go right in races. You need to get the great rides. You need horses to get the right runs. Because if things don't quite go your way, that's the difference between winning and losing most of the time.
It is, and look, we all have high expectations. We go to the races, we want to see our horses run well and things like that. So you probably put a bit more pressure on yourself than you should. Like, there's only one winner at every race, so it's very hard to do. And the competition, it's not getting easier. It's getting stronger and stronger. The prize money's going up, and so is the competition. Which is great. I mean, that's what it's all about. It's that's how we get betting turnover, and that's how the money, you know, keeps coming in. So, yeah, look, it's a fantastic period at the moment. And, you know, like when I first come to Sydney 30 years ago, it was pretty tough, you know, and, you know, those are the days where, you know, to get a winner in town and you sort of to get money, they bet, you know, it was betting proposition or prize money. Where now it's, you know, everyone's happy to go around for the prize money and, you know, hopefully you get your turn.
And it goes up to 150,000 per race from July 1, and those minimum prize money increases filter right down through all levels of the sport from July 1, which is fantastic. Just finally, Brad, if I could, just quickly, Queen Bellissimo probably didn't have the best of luck yesterday. She's been beaten less than a half length into fourth spot, and that sort of accentuates what we're talking about.
Yeah, look, she, you know, she obviously had to carry the weight there yesterday, and, you know, when it came up the last race, it probably wasn't ideal. You know, like she, Alicia just said her wheels were spinning a little bit. Like, she does handle it, but, you know, when you're sort of carrying that sort of weight,
59.5,
those
yeah.
sort of conditions, and you're up at a speed like she is, like, look, she never gave in. She was only sort of caught late for second, and, yeah, look, another terrific run by her. Yeah. I'm sure, you know, it was a month between runs as well. She did have a trial in between, so, look, I'm sure she'll come out of that and you know, she's still in for a good preparation. Not going to aim too high for her just yet. Just hopefully, you know, we can find the right benchmark races and just keep sort of progressing her through, because I think eventually she, you know, she can definitely get some sort of black type around her. So, yeah, look, I thought her run was terrific. And, you know, if you carry Alicia's saddle down to the saddle them up when they're carrying 60 kilos, there's a lot of dead weight there. Yeah, look, it was...
It's a workout in its own, mate, walking down
the... Yeah, well, I don't want to get my son to carry the heavy saddles, but he wasn't there yesterday, so, you know, I had to do it.
Fair enough. Hey, look, she ran great. There's a win for her very shortly, as was Authentic Jewel at Caulfield. I'm sure her turn in the winner's circle isn't far away. The stable's going great, Brad. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, and hope that winning momentum continues.
Yeah, good on you. Thanks, guys. Cheers.